Authorities are reporting a fatal accident in Black Rock on Monday. At this time, very few details have been released. Authorities were called to the accident on River Bridge around noon Monday. The accident reportedly involved several vehicles. Arkansas State Police is investigating. As soon as they release details, ECNN will update this story. A hostage situation in West Plains ends with one person in critical condition. According to reports, around 12:40, the Highway Patrol was requested to help West Plains PD and SWAT team members with an armed man holding four children hostage in a home on County Road 8040. The children were safely removed from the home at around 6 p.m., and deputies entered the home and found the man with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No names have been released at this time. ECNN will continue to follow this story. Last Thursday, Wright County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 30-year-old Cody Schilling of Mountain Grove for domestic assault second degree. Schilling was taken into custody by Deputy Cunningham and Deputy House, with Sheriff B.J. Adler on scene to assist. Schilling is a prior and persistent felony offender with violent tendencies. The arrest was made without incident. Schilling is currently being held on $10,000 cash-only bond. A man has been arrested for breaking into a church in Independence County. Authorities say that 28-year-old Austin Lynn Passmore was found inside the Lifeline Southern Baptist Church. Passmore allegedly forced entry through a rear door using a pry bar. Food and money was found that Passmore had taken. Passmore is charged with commercial burglary and theft of property. He's being held on $50,000 bond. He's also charged as an habitual offender. A man from Grove Spring was arrested on Friday in Wright County. Deputies were called to an assault and observed the victim bleeding from the face. Richard McAllister was arrested. He's charged with assault first degree and is currently being held on $25,000 cash only bond. A woman from Gamelia was arrested on drug charges last week. 40-year-old Amanda Williams was arrested for possession of a scheduled one or two controlled substance, meth or cocaine, and for parole violation. She's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $5,000. Farmers are still struggling across the country. Congressman Rick Crawford of Arkansas, who represents the 1st District, shares his thoughts on what Congress should include in the next farm bill to address this intensifying situation and provide permanent fixes to several issues under current law.
Well, I think when we take up the next farm bill, which hopefully we'll do soon, there are a few things that need to be cleaned up. And quite frankly, the One Big Beautiful Bill did an awful lot of the heavy lifting. And so we can sort of, you know, fine tune some of those details. But one of the things I'd like to see is to correct the policy, the underlying policy with ARCN PLC that basically keeps the payments 12 to 14 months in arrears. And I would say this, if the conditions are so bad that it warrants a payment in the crop year, that payment should come in the crop year. And so we need to fix that, either permanently codify an advance payment option or go ahead and trigger those payments in the actual crop year, not the marketing year. But there are some things like that we can do that provide some meaningful relief to ag producers.
Again, that's Arkansas 1st District Congressman Rick Crawford. The Oregon County Sheriff's Office Weekly Activity Report is now available at our website. And we remind you, West Plains City Council meets tonight for their regular monthly meeting. The meeting begins at 5:30 in the City Council chambers. And the Thayer City Council meets tonight for their regular monthly meeting at City Hall. That meeting begins at 7 p.m.